Hello, fellow geeks out there. It's that time again to listen to a podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Cinema Geeks. I am one of your Cinema Geeks, Optimus Solo, and joining me today is Movie Revolt Dan. Hello, sir.
Hello.
And rejoining us today after an episode off, Miss Hard Candy Mandy. Hello.
What up?
Not much. And, of course, rounding out the foursome is Mr. Fridley Sun. Hello, Matt.
Hi.
So we're all four together again. It's been actually 3 episodes since we were all 4 together. Dan wasn't with us with the Wonder Woman episode, and Amanda and Matt were off for our summer blockbuster show last week. So, all 4 of us together again, getting back into one of our many film series or podcast series on film here, and we're getting back into the video game films today. I know that's going to excite a lot of people, but today we are talking about a 2006 martial arts film loosely based on the Tecmo fighting game series Dead or Alive, DOA : Dead or Alive. This is directed by Corey Yun, written by Adam Gross, Seth Gross, J.F. Lawton, and starring the likes of, stop me if you've heard of any of these people, Devin Aoki, Holly Valance, Kane Kosugi, Eric Roberts. Okay, how about Jamie Presley and Kevin Nash? So that's who we're talking about in this one. Before we get into the actual film, let's start with Matt. Matt, did you ever play the video game series Dead or Alive?
Yeah, I played some of them on the original Xbox, I believe. I've got a number of friends who really, really love fighters, and I would say that this one was number one. Like, they would get down on some Smash Brothers a lot, but when it came down to just a straight 2D or 2.5D fighter, it was always Dead or Alive. They said, like, they're faster, the controls are better. Like, Mortal Kombat, the characters move too slow, you have way too much time to think in between actions, and Street Fighter can be hit or miss. But Dead or Alive was always where they would gravitate towards. And so I, you know, played with people that weren't professional, per se, but were definitely good enough that you couldn't do things against, like walk or type in combinations.
That was me with every video game series, fighting series I ever played. It's like, I can't keep up with people. I was so bad at all of them. I was the guy that was just doing the same punch over and over and over again, because it's the only thing I could think of and have time to do before I got hit again by some crazy move by the other person.
You're that dick?
I was just bad. That's why I didn't play. I usually just watched them. I'm like, no, guys, I'm just going to try to hit you with the same kick 700 times so you can't get up. Because I have no reflexology when it comes to fighting games. Amanda, did you ever play the Dead or Alive series?
No, well, this is not what I thought it was. That's probably why. I knew nothing about the game, but I didn't think that it was like a fighting game like this, which I dig. Like, I love fighting games. Like, dude, Tekken, Soul Calibur, freaking Bloody Roar, all that shit, Mortal Kombat, super fun for me. So I'm not even sure why I didn't play this.
All right. So no experience with Dead or Alive from you?
Nope.
All right. Dan, what about you? Did you ever play the series or did you know anything about the video game series?
I did. I played the series mostly for, I think, when it was on Dreamcast. I played a few fringes of it. I just remember, like, the big thing when it was coming out was, like, there were multiple levels you can go through when you're playing. Like, when you're fighting, you would, like, break through the wall and jump down and, like, all this craziness. I also felt like it was an easy, you know, similar to you, Kevin, as someone who's not aficionado when it comes to video game fighting games. It was easy enough to grasp, I found, or at least like you made it easy to look cool while doing it. I did enjoy it.
I've never played the Dead or Alive series. It's a little after my time with video games, and I did know of it though. And I working at Target for as many years as I did, we sold all the games, so I knew what the covers looked like. I knew what the back looked like. You know, I was able to read that and kind of vicariously see what it was through other people telling me about it. But I never specifically played it myself. And I also remember the big deal that the volleyball. I don't know what was the name of that game, Matt.
Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball?
Yes, I do remember the hubbub behind that, and when that came out, and it just seemed like an interesting excuse to try to get teenagers to buy into some TNA when it came to which video game they picked up. But I do remember that being kind of in the headlines for a little while as far as the video gaming world went when it came out. But like I said, never played any of them specifically. So Matt, you and Dan, looks like you guys had the most experience. So I'll start with you as far as how well did the film actually live up or represent what you remember from the game?
So, I don't remember playing much of the storyline of any of the games. I do know one of my friends went through and showed me, like, they have all the, you know, these cutscenes in between the fights, and it's like, you know, hey, you want to see this guy's story? It's funny, and stuff like that. And the Kevin Nash character I could remember visually, but I thought he was a trucker, not an ex-wrestler. And, you know, like, little things like that. They were, like, visually, they were close on a lot of things, because that's, like, the one thing they can always get right in these video game movies. Like, you see it in Street Fighter, where the whole movie, they're slowly working towards getting to their costumes. And Mortal Kombat, of course, did it well. But as far as, like, is there normally some sort of weird nanobot subplot? And, like, shurikens with robo-messages flying through the air? Like, I don't know that happened ever. But they did I feel like they had a pretty good premise for just turning a fighting game into a movie if the video game doesn't normally have a premise. Because, like Mortal Kombat's just like, hey, every 100 years you need to fight, otherwise your world gets dominated. And, like that's it. I think they did a good job with, you know, what was probably a very light story from the video game.
Dan, agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, like, I too don't remember a great deal about the story. I don't think I've ever really paid attention much to it. Of course they're going to throw a volleyball scene there in there just because, and I do think, like, a lot of the look was there, and the kind of the, I don't know, raunchiness is the right word, the exploitative use of the human body, of course, it was very much in vein of the video game. The physics, as they would say. So, yeah, I guess, like, it does look like if you showed me this movie and you asked me what game is this movie about, I would probably say, oh, that looks like a Dead or Alive game. But I don't know. It seems like they made the story a lot more complicated than the actual game.
Yeah, I'll get into that a little bit here now, because I think I agree with both of you as far as that aspect of it. Amanda, you didn't play the specific game, but does it feel like a video game when you're watching this movie? Could you buy that this was based on a video game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was pretty blatant and obvious. I think that throughout it had a pretty video gamey feel. There was a lot of aspects that drew you into feeling like you were in a video game. Especially, like, some of the, like, little matchup things, and it felt like a tier system almost sometimes, and they're, you know, they're fighting and that kind of thing. So it definitely felt like a video game as a movie.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's felt the, I don't know if it's the most that one of these movies has felt like a video game, but it's up there towards the top for me as far as feeling like what I would expect that to look like, without getting into details and, like, specifics, since I didn't know that about the game, but just on surface value and knowing what I did, it definitely seemed like, hey, like Dan was saying, if you were to tell me, you know, what video game series is this based off of, Dead Alive would have came out pretty easily, even if it wasn't, you know, outright said or something like that, if you didn't know about it. But I think it did have a lot of the video game feel, similar to Mortal Kombat in ways, I guess, with the matchups and kind of how they assigned that and announced each fight type of thing. It does go completely off the rails with one aspect of the storyline, which obviously has probably little to nothing to do with any video game ever, not just the Dead or Alive series, but we can get into that when we talk about the regular, you know, the actual movie. But I think as far as feeling like a video game film, I'd say it succeeded in that, at least. So if we look at the actual film itself, and give you some data first before we get everybody's feelings on the actual film. Budget was $21 million. And in the U.S., it made $500,000. So not super great. Worldwide, it made $7.5 million. Still far short of being able to get back the cost of its budget. So not a box office success in any ways. Rotten Tomatoes-wise, has a 34%. Only based on 44 reviews, Metacritic 38%, But that's only on reviews from 8 critics, so not a lot of people reviewing Dead or Alive. That's why we're here, folks, to give you guys the what's what about this film. So, like I said, 2006 film. Dan, we'll get your take first. What did you think just on first reaction? How did it work as a film?
Oh, by no means in any way whatsoever. I think this is kind of in the running for possibly one of the worst done so far. I don't know. Maybe that might be an overstatement, at least by the end. Like, I will say that, like, the beginning wasn't as awful as I anticipated, but, like, once you got to, like, the last 20 minutes, it's like, oh, okay, this is where the awfulness of the video game-ness is coming into play. Some of the legitimately the worst fights in the history of movies, just so bad and clunky. There were some, like, legitimately, well, funny moments that I don't think were meant to be funny. It's kind of weird when Kevin Nash is, like, the most, like, exciting actor in your entire movie, but that was kind of the case. Even though he had probably the worst Southern accent I think I've heard. And him being the dad of Jamie Presley seems kind of weird. They don't seem that much different in age.
I thought she was way older in this movie. Like, why is she trying to act all young? Because she looks old. And Matt looked it up. She was pretty young in this. Like, I was deceived. Yeah. I'm like, she still looks the same age.
She's been famous for a while.
Like fucking 40 or something like that. I thought she was 40 in this movie, trying to be like some, you know, young early 20s. And she was in her early
20s. Oh, wow. Well, I actually corrected. But it just feels like a movie that's trying to be so many things. Like, it just, like, it's trying to be Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and it's not nearly as good. It's trying to be Mortal Kombat, but it gets way too complicated, and it's kind of a horrid mess by the end.
Interesting that you say that, because one of the reviews I read, I think it was in Variety, or said it's a caffeinated mashup of Enter the Dragon, Mortal Kombat, Charlie's Angels, and a few other films. Matt, agree or disagree with Dan's take? Do you think it's one of the worst that we've reviewed, or do you have a different opinion?
Ooh, I feel like it starts off pretty good. But I think also by the end it's lost sight of itself. And it's just, like, literally just negating itself with every other sentence. I don't know that it's the worst. I would rather rewatch this than watch Alone in the Dark, I think.
I don't disagree with that.
If I'm sitting alone in a room, like, if I'm with a group of guys, though, I'll watch Alone in the Dark every other day because I'm gonna find something new to poke at. Whereas this one, I don't feel like there is as much there. Like, this is a bad movie that's not enjoyable so much as a bad movie, but it's a better movie than most bad movies, I guess. Like, I feel like it's in a really bad spot where it's not good enough to stand on its own and not bad enough to be an enjoyable party game.
Yeah, I can see that take on that. Amanda, before we get into further thoughts from Matt and Dan, what was your initial take on Dead or Alive?
I still think it's more entertaining than Doom. We'll say that definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was, you know, as, I don't even know if I should say this, high of a caliber as Doom, especially with, like, the hype surrounding it because who was in it and blah, blah, blah. But I was definitely more entertained with this by a long shot than I was with Doom. So I don't think it's at the very bottom by any means. But like you guys said, definitely better than Alone in the Dark. And I think if you just wanted some kind of stupid fun thing to have on and you really dig video games, like, yeah, you put this on, it can be a halfway decent time. But you guys are spot on. Like, towards the end, it's a hot mess. And the beginning was pretty fun. Like, I like seeing all these little glimpses of, you know, the characters that we get and see these little pieces of their, like, backstories, even though we don't get much at all. So I think the characters were cheesy as hell, but fun, you know, with their outfits and, you know, their personalities, very projected. But the story is shit. Like, the tech makes sense, sort of, until the end when the big BS starts happening. Then it's like, no, none of this is awesome anymore.
I want to preface what I'm going to say as far as my initial take as just reminding people that all of this is under the auspice that this is within this video game series. So I'm trying to think only of all the other video game films we've watched and kind of grading it on a curve, so to speak, because is this a good film in no way, shape, or form? Absolutely not. But for me, it's not even in the bottom half of all the ones that we've reviewed. And I think just because of how much it feels like a video game film, and because of maybe the first half of the film, I do agree it goes in terrible directions in the final act, and a lot of the technology stuff just didn't even need to be there. I don't know why it was put in there. I think it destroyed what little it had built up to that point. And there's tons of problems with this film, but I just felt like it was way better than half the crap that we've watched. I shouldn't say way better. It was slightly better than half of the crap we've had to watch. So I don't think I even have it in my bottom half. I actually was somewhat entertained by the film, as bad as it was. And I don't know if that's all just because of Kevin Nash appearing, and I didn't even know he was in this film. And his character's name is Bass Armstrong. I'm sorry, like that. The names of all these characters are crazy, but that's a great name for a Kevin Nash played character. He's awful in it, but just having him show up, I think, elevated it for some reason in me, because at least I had, like, let's see how bad he can be in this. But I don't know. I enjoyed some of the matchup. It reminded me a little bit of Mortal Kombat in a way, so maybe that was helping as well, since Mortal Kombat's still at the top of the pack for me. There is a lot of problems, and we'll get into those, but just on surface value and initial reaction, I liked it more than at least four or five films that we've done.
I think it helped too, like with the setting that we watched it. So we all watched it kind of in in this fun group setting. So it's more fun to be poking fun out loud and like laughing together at things.
We also watched Doom in a group setting, and that did not help it at all.
Yeah, but this was more fun and lighthearted than, like...
So are you saying your company wasn't as fun when we watched Doom?
I'm not talking about the company. I'm talking about the content of the film, sir. Don't get it twisted, all right?
Well, let's circle back to Dan, though, first, and let's get into some of the actual nuts and bolts of this. I don't know if you want to start with any positives that you could possibly find, or if you want to kind of get into some of the negatives and some of the details that made you want to rate it towards the bottom.
I guess what bothered me when I first started it was just how bad some of the CGI was. It was just like it was just so awful. Like one of the opening sequences where you see one of the main characters like running and jumping off a cliff, and somehow has some sort of glider that she's been holding on to forever. It's just that just set it at a wrong tone for me. And then suddenly a flying thing comes around, and I'm like, what in the world? I mean, I guess it's like telling you, it's like, yeah, we're going for it. We're being crazy, and we're not trying to be serious with this. And maybe that's why it's more entertaining than Doom. We're just trying to like take it seriously in a sense where this is like, there's no, you know, when you have like Kevin Nash walking into his room with his daughter and thinking that she's like partaking in lesbian sex, and that's like an ongoing joke, and like that's was continuously kind of weird just how it was played out. But I don't know,
forgot about that.
But the other thing too, it's just like your entire plot, you're this genius at putting all this technology together, putting this elaborate ruse, and like it's all bent on the hope of you being able to wear a pair of sunglasses. Like that's where you're going. Like, you know, sunglasses where like if you tilt your head, usually they fall off, and that's all the pieces of technology you're gonna go with. And like that's
you could have downloaded that shit like the Matrix.
Or at least have some wraparound glasses.
Yeah. So it's like that seems unnecessary. But yeah, I guess it's like what bothered me, why maybe I didn't like it. I didn't find it I found it worse than some of the other films, was because I could see what it was going for and the movies that was trying to emulate. And it just felt insulting to those movies because it wasn't nearly as good. But I do agree that it's at least like, I think it's self-aware, and I think there's some enjoyment in that.
Yeah, and I think, too, like I said, if I was thinking of it compared to some of those movies that we've thrown out there, yeah, I think that is, it would be kind of insulting. I'm trying to, like, ignore the fact that good movies exist while we go through this series and just act like this is a vacuum and these are the only films that we have, and that's a sad state of affairs, but that's maybe why I'm rating it a little bit higher. Amanda, did any characters or things that stood out that you liked more than others, or what was kind of your favorite things about the film?
Okay, so that bra scene. Why am I not that cool? Why?
Oh, yeah. At the beginning with the gun.
And also, I think Jamie Presley's character, I feel like if I was playing the game, I'd be using her the entire time. I thought she was pretty dope. I believed her as, like, a wrestler, and I believed her abilities. Like, I'm pretty sure Jamie Presley can beat somebody's ass in real life.
It was hilarious, because, like, Kevin and Amanda and Amy and I all ended up at Target, like, 2 days after watching this movie, and they had the exact same bikini that she was wearing at that Target, and it was just like, oh, geez, like, she's gonna be able to do a cosplay.
Don't let Amanda see this.
I think that character was my favorite one, just for out of the main three female characters. I thought she was a little bit more badass. I didn't really care for Jamie Presley as much as you did, I don't think, but
sorry.
Sorry, she just made this face and I couldn't say anything. All right. Staying with you a little bit, what was it, just the tech that you didn't like, or do you agree? Did you see some of the bad CGI and the fight choreography and some of that? Did that bother you, or were you able to just, like, glaze past it?
Oh, man. Dan's right. When that broad, like, jumped off the cliff and she had been hiding, like, a glider under her kimono, like, how long were you planning this? And, I don't know. The CGI definitely was a little funky, but it set a tone. Like, we are going to be in a reality that's not reality. We're gonna be in this video game feeling world, and so it was funky and, you know, definitely stuck out, but it went with the tone of the film. So some of that stuff, you know, stuck out and was something that we could poke fun at, but I think the characters really kind of make this movie, like the plot and you know, this all this weird shit that's going on. The characters are what keep you in it, I feel like. So its redeeming qualities were those characters, as cheesy and as stereotypical as they were. But as far as, like, the bad stuff past that, I think some of the characters, you know, staying in the realm with the characters, they were too cheesy. Like, the guy that was in the Reba McEntire show, the smart guy in this, he just was not even believable whatsoever. Some of the other people, you could believe their motivations. They were there for the money. They were there for, you know, family. They were there to protect loved ones. They were there to make a name for themselves. But this guy is just fucking there, and he just wasn't believable at all. So, dope outfits, pretty cheesy but fun characters. Everything else, kind of shitty. Some of the fight scenes, I think, like Dan said, they were clunky. There might have been, like, a few cool moves. Well, one of the beach, those chicks, there's, like, soaking wet and just, like, punching each other in the face and stuff. Like, there are some crazy fights going on that, I don't know.
I got to say, though, if we're talking about the fights, how do you pull this off? You have one person, I shouldn't say only one person in the cast, because I don't know half this cast, so maybe they're all, like, professional, like, fighters and
well, the
and
chick
stuff
that jumped
like that,
off the cliff, she's in a lot of movies where she's, like, a fighter.
But, I mean, I don't know how many of them have a background in actual fighting, and say what you will about professional wrestling and if it's not necessarily fighting or not, but you have legitimately one person in here who tries to make fighting look real for a living, and he has the absolute worst fight scenes in the entire film. Like, I don't know if he just wasn't trying, or if it's different for him to try to do it on camera compared to in a ring, or...
He's still on camera when he's in the ring.
I know, but I don't know if it's just because it's a different setting or what, but
is
Kevin
his knees
Nash,
all fucked up in this still?
Were...
Is this post or pre Magic Mike?
I don't know when Magic Mike came out. I think this is before that.
Yeah, it's before that.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's old, I get it, and he's not in necessarily his prime, but, I mean, his fights looked awful. And I know the one was supposed to kind of be awful because he's fighting his daughter, which is just weird in general. But yeah, his fight scenes were terrible, and a lot of the other ones were terrible. I think there was a couple cool choreographed moves here and there, but it was way too few and far between to appreciate the fighting sequences. Matt, other things that you liked or disliked about the film before we kind of get into the big one as far as the tech at the end?
I don't know. I, like, legitimately liked Kevin Nash in this movie. I get that as,
I liked,
like,
him.
I don't really get into fight scenes. Like, I'm not that guy that goes, that fight scene's better than that fight scene. Like, as long as this feels at least believable on a small scale, I'm pretty okay with it. So, like, I enjoyed the comedy around. I feel like the only jokes that landed were the ones about, like, his daughter being like, "Oh, if you're gay, that's okay. I just didn't expect it." Or how slapstick the fight between father and daughter was, like, it mostly worked. Like, in a movie where most things are just kind of okay, you know, when one guy's killing people with darts that he, like, knocks into the air and then slow motions them, I feel like this was, you know, he was a shining point in that movie.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the technology aspect and the idea that he is basically, spoiler alert, I guess, but he's trying to download the abilities of all of these fighters. He's basically put on this tournament to try to steal their moves in a way, shape, or form, I guess. Matt, you had some good comments on the spot when we were watching this. What was your take on the whole which fighters he was downloading and how that all played out?
Oh, man. It's like this weird thing where he downloads everyone's moves, but it doesn't make him a better fighter, right? He just has a computer that predicts what moves they're going to do next, and then he just happens to also be fucking Diesel and ripped so he can fight back against knowing their moves, which means that if you just do any, like, P90X muscle confusion shit on him, he's totally lost. It was ridiculous because, like, doesn't he beat one of them and then he goes, "Now I'm going to download everyone's," or no, he, like, fights everyone and then "I'm going to download even more data," and then fights, like, one person and just loses.
Well, the interesting thing was, so no, he downloaded all these people that are in this tournament and then used that to fight someone that wasn't involved in anything.
Yeah. But all the computer does is predict what the person's going to do. So if you didn't download that person, it does zero for you. and then he loses to the people who he did download.
Yeah, it somehow helped him against somebody that had nothing to do with it and then hurt him against the people that it was from. I didn't get any of that, and I just didn't understand the need to add a technological angle into any of this. Why can't it just be a fighting tournament and give him some other motivation for putting it on other than trying to, like, rule the world by becoming this ultimate fighter? No pun intended there. Dan, did anything in the last act make sense?
No, and then it definitely didn't make sense when it's like, "Oh, it's over. Oh, no, now they're in Japan fighting people." It's like, I thought this was, it's like, sequel? No, I guess not.
Definitely makes sense. I forgot about the ending.
Like you said, like, it could have just been, you know, it could have been an okay, ridiculous, like, tournament movie, but it's like, nope, we're gonna have this. And I was kind of looking forward to it, because I will say this for the movie, it's like one of the few tournament films or stories where, like, I didn't know who would win, because I feel like, you know, Bloodsport, obviously, and where right. This, there wasn't really a main character, per se, and so it was like, oh, who's going to win? There's no Liu Kang, or, like, everyone's kind of on the same level, but then they kind of crapped it out and just had this stupid thing at the end, so, like, the one good thing you had going for you, and you didn't even, like, go for it, so that kind of bugged me.
Yeah, I didn't know either, because you have kind of these three main female leads, and you're assuming it's going to be down to those three, you know, and do they like each other, do they not, are they going to have to, you know, obviously there's different pairs that, there's enemies that have to fight each other, and there's friends that have to fight each other, so you're not really sure where it's going. It's not that long of a movie, it's only 86 minutes, so it's going to go at a fairly quick pace, so let's just have some fun, crazy, you know, cheesy fighting, and let's get to the end, and I don't understand the technological aspect at all. It seemed to ruin everything that they were doing. But I don't think there's much else to say about this film. I mean, it's cheesy, it's video game film material, with some stories and plots that make absolutely no sense. Fighting that's okay at times and terrible at times, CGI that's bad, and actors that nobody's ever heard of except for Kevin Nash and Jamie Presley, unless you guys had heard of anybody else.
The one, the Asian
name
chick.
Name her.
I don't know her exactly. Name. She's in Sin City. She's in a ton of stuff.
By the one Asian chick, do you mean the purple hair one?
No, I didn't think she was actually Asian.
No, she is not, but she is in a lot of action movies, including Blood Rain 2 and 3 as the lead.
Oh, that's right. It's a Blood Rain connection here. All right, but let's go around and give everybody a chance to give the final thoughts on Dead or Alive. Anything that you haven't got to say yet, and then it is that time to actually put a grade on this thing. So, Dan, let's start with you.
Man, yeah, so, like, I think that's probably its biggest, and there's just really not much to say about it. It's just kind of like, it is what it is. That opening fight, the one, you know, the underwear brawl was kind of interesting. And I did kind of like how there was, like, no ring or arena. It was just like, you're going to fight wherever you want to fight, which I did feel like did tie into how the game was. But yeah, I think for my overall grade, man, 3 out of 10, I think. I don't know where that brings it with all the different movies, but to me, it's like 3 out of 10.
All right, so starting off with a 3 out of 10, Amanda, higher, lower, what do you think? Anything you didn't get to say about it as well?
No. What else is there to say? I think I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10, just solely based on other video game films.
All right, so grading it on that curve, Matt, what do you think?
I think it's like a... I want to say 4, but that seems too high, so I guess I'll give it a 3. Did we mention, like, the one time that there was just, like, gratuitous ass shots that get mentioned?
That was, like, the whole movie.
Because it would just be, like, cameras would just be, like, hey, if we could frame it so that half the frame is just a butt.
But, like, a wedgied butt?
They had the butt shots, they managed to have an underwear fighting scene, and they had, like Dan mentioned, the volleyball sequence.
Plus the chicks.
Plus the multiple sex scenes, I guess you could call it. Yeah. Or sharing bed scenes. So there was nothing not gratuitous about this film, I don't think. But so you're at a 3 with Dan. I'm going to join Amanda with a 4. So 2 threes and 2 fours out of 10. Like I said, I don't think it's the worst thing we've seen, and I don't think it's the best thing we've seen. But I think it's somewhere in the middle. I don't know where it's going to end up when we finish this thing and actually have to rank everything. So that's Dead or Alive, the 2006 film. Let us know if you agree or disagree with our takes on Dead or Alive. And if you're enjoying this video game series, let us know that as well. You can do that by going to the website, www.geekcastradio.com. Just find the Cinema Geeks post there. It will link you to all of our different podcasts that we put out, and you can comment on any of them. And you can also interact with us via Twitter. The show handle is at Cinema Geekcast. My Twitter is at Optimus Solo. Amanda, your Twitter is...
at Hard Candy Mandy, eyes, no lies.
Dan, your Twitter is?
I'm at Movie Revolt.
And Matt?
I'm at Fridley Set.
And of course, like we've been saying on all these other video game films that we've been doing, we do have a contest ongoing. So if you want to get entered into a chance to win a 6-pack of video game films on DVD/Blu-ray, all you got to do is go to iTunes and leave us a review. It has, the contestants have been piling up, I guess. We have more entrants into this contest so far. We're up to 5 so far vying for this 6-pack of movies. I don't know which ones I've read, so I'm just going to read the last 2 that had posted. This one was back at the end of May. Did I talk about the one that was titled They Listen So You Don't Have To?
Yes.
Okay, so the only new one then since then was titled Tons of Fun. That was from June by a user named Swamp Seeker. 5-star review. This is a really great movie podcast with a slightly different approach. This show has other elements than just the movie of the week. The lists they create and games they play are fun to listen to, and they're unique among podcasts. The group has a fun dynamic that comes through in every show. Subscribe, listen, you won't be disappointed.
Woo-woo.
So thank you, Swamp Seeker, for that review, and you are officially entered into the contest amongst these other 4 folks to win a 6-pack of movies. If you want to join the ranks, all you got to do is go to iTunes, leave us a review sometime between now and when we finish the video game series, which I think we have, what, like 6 films left? 8 films left?
What?
Something like
There's
that.
There's still so many.
And coming up next, let's see, we were in 2006 here with Dead or Alive. That's the last of the 2006 films. I forgot that we had 3 of them. So we had Blood Rain, Silent Hill, and DOA Dead or Alive in 2006. So it's time to go to 2007 for a pair of movies next. The next 2 coming were both from 2007, Postal and Hitman. Dan?
Ooh, Hitman. I like
or Amanda?
It. Sorry.
You're excited about Hitman?
I interjected, yes. I like Hitman. I've seen this quite a few times, and I think it's super dope. I'm looking forward to that.
Dan, which one are you excited more about, Postal or Hitman?
Hitman has Timothy Olyphant, right?
Yeah. One of them?
Yeah. Yeah. So I know nothing about Postal at all. Like before this series, I didn't even know it was a thing that existed. So, and I played Hitman the game, so I'm more looking forward to that.
Matt, what do you think? Which one's got you interested?
Oh man, so I've played Hitman 2 Silent Assassin. I've played beginning to end more than once. Love that game. Postal is literally try hard cringe material. That said, I haven't played Postal in a long time, so I went on to Good Old Games, and it was only like a quarter to buy it, so I'll see what happens, huh?
I've never played either of them, but I've seen Hitman being played, I think, so I know a little bit about that. I want to say I've heard Postal is like one of the worst video game films out of all of them. Not that that's saying anything, but I think I've heard some bad things, but I don't know anything about it, so I'll go in with an open mind, but not interested for either of these two, Postal or Hitman. So
what?
We will see. Amanda is...
It's a really good movie.
All right. I'm excited now. You convinced me.
It's a good movie.
We shall see when we reconvene for our pair of 2007 films. Don't forget, also, we have our ongoing series on Hayao Miyazaki, which is just getting ready to wrap up. So stay on the lookout for those final episodes in that series. We're also getting close to our top 10 films of all time, amongst some other fun things related to movies that are coming out. So stay tuned for all of those things on the Cinema Geek feed. But that's it for this week. Tune in next week for another chance to listen to The Cinema Geeks.